You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. If you turn on the TV lately, the odds are good that you've seen an ad like this one.
I've been driving a school bus for 10 years, and I take my responsibility getting the kids to and from school safely very seriously. I've never seen roads this bad. Proposal 1 means safer roads and bridges. If that means paying a penny more, sign me up.
That's an ad paid for by a group that supports Proposal 1, the road funding measure up for a vote in May. A yes vote would raise the sales tax from 6% to 7%, among other things. But a poll last week showed that the proposal was likely in big trouble, down by a margin of about 2-1. Joining me right now to talk about that is Rick Pluta. He's the Capital Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
So, Rick, is Proposal 1 doomed?
Dun, dun, dun. I don't know if we can pronounce it doomed yet. Clearly, at least among the public at large, it's facing a lot of skepticism that, you know, it's first of all, it's a tax increase. Second of all, it's kind of complicated that you know, and the money that is raised by this sales tax increase, it's not even going directly to roads. It will actually offset losses, money that will be lost to school districts, to public transit, to local governments that comes from shifting the sales tax to the sales tax that we pay at the pumps to roads. And so it's complicated. So that's another reason why people are skeptical of it. We know that the more complex a ballot proposal is, the more likely people are to vote no. And so, you know, that's the uphill climb that's faced by the backers of Proposal 1, starting with, you know, Governor Snyder, who's, you know, really bet quite a bit on selling this to the public. But, you know, the other thing we should point out is while these polls are probably a pretty good gauge of the public writ large, they don't necessarily measure who's going to actually turn out to vote. That you know, these May elections, they're local millage elections, they're the lowest of low turnout elections, and it's pretty hard to predict in a situation like this who's actually going to show up.
In November, there seemed to be consensus among voters that the roads needed to be fixed and that the state needed more funding to do that. I mean, it was one of the few things that your average Republican and your average Democrat could come together to agree on.
Republicans, now, Democrats, Green Party, Zarathustrians, that they all agreed that you know, the roads need to be fixed. Yeah.
Just about everyone. But now, I mean, if the polling is accurate, and there are some questions about that, this measure would likely fail. What happened?
Well, I mean, nothing changed, that there's still wide agreement that the roads need to be fixed. The question is whether or not people believe that, one, this is the way to go about it, and two, that if this fails, that there really are no workable options left. So, you know, that there's still wide agreement that the roads need to be fixed. There's just a lot of disagreement and a lot of skepticism as to whether or not this ballot question is the answer.
If this thing fails in May, what happens next?
Dun, dun, dun. We don't know. That there, you know, there is no plan B, that a lot of different people have their own ideas on what the alternative ought to be, but there is no consensus on what that alternative might be if Proposal 1 fails. Again, that's part of the governor's messaging on this, which is if Proposal 1 goes down, there's not another solution waiting to fill the gap.
Rick Pluta is the Capital Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for joining us, Rick.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And the vote on Proposal 1 is coming up in a little less than a month on May 5th. This is IPR News.